Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I'm at practice, and they just came in the tail end of this and went, "You guys got to do interviews." So here I am.
What are
surprise.
You? Hey, surprise! It's Australia.
Yeah.
What was the last song, the last riff that you played that we had to interrupt?
It's a new one. We played Schism to kind of warm up, and then we've just been, you know, doing some jamming, and a little bit every day, you know.
it's baby steps, and you make the distance.
Yeah, if you want to speak in like a therapy kind of term, yes, baby steps work.
Well,
those, therapy that works.
It is. It's good, and those baby steps are bringing you to Australia this April.
They are. We're really excited. We haven't toured in a while, and. Just want to go where it's beautiful, where people love us and have fun. You know, I just love coming down. The food's great. It's a nice change from here, and you can't ask for anywhere better than Australia.
Any great memories from the last time you were in Australia? Did you do anything fun or cool?
So many things I can't remember. We saw a lot of sights, saw a lot of art. My dance card was filled with, you know, my girlfriend and my friends there, and my best friend is Australian, so I was spending a lot of time with his family in Avalon, which is, you know, outside of Sydney. And we were badly, badly influenced by the Rammstein guys, you know, and that's a thin line you walk when you want to, you know, you know, compromise with those guys on what's fun.
Yeah, I think I remember once when Rammstein were out here for the big day out in 1999, maybe, they were inviting people backstage to go, in their words, "Who wants to go scuba divings?" So, and that's like the end of a very long party.
Yeah, it's like the debauchery, but it's not the, in their world, it's not the stereotypical debauchery like you would read about, you know,
in a
the Rolling Stones or Beastie Boys or, you know, those kind of guys that just, you know, you hear the stories. They're in the dark path of that, and that's why it's fun. It you know, they're good guys, you know.
I don't know who we're going to have to hook you guys up with when you're here to try and make, you know, make some new memories of the similar ilk.
I'm predicting a much quieter time.
Okay, right, fine. All right, fine. Yeah. That sounds like a challenge, Mr. Jones. Adam Jones from Tool is on the phone. Every time we talk about Tool or talk to someone from Tool, we get texts and calls wanting to talk to you about your amazing special effects career as well. You did the video clips to a bunch of Tool songs and a bunch of cool movies. Are you still doing that at the moment?
I am. I got like a lot of stuff kind of going on the side. I mean, the writing another record and what I do in Tool takes priority of all that. But I've been like writing some comics and working with Audie Gronoff, who's an amazing comic artist who designed most of Iron Man suits and just does phenomenal. He does a lot of covers now, but you know, I talked to him. He's a big Tool fan. He's a really great guy, and he and I are going to do some comics together, and I think they're going to be really good story, really good quality. And doing album covers, few tour posters. I did one for Primus. Yeah, and then just spending a lot of me time, too. You know?
You need the me time.
I do. You know, I'm getting older, and I got to, you know, work in those things, you know. I don't know.
Well, hopefully there'll be a bit of me time. It's a bit of a packed schedule when you guys get here. But let's have a listen to a track. This is Vicarious on Triple J, and Adam Jones from Tool is on the phone. They're going to be here in April. I'll give the dates out really, really soon as well. Oh, and there it is at the end. What crazy fingers Adam Jones there from Tool is on the phone. That was Vicarious. Dude, that the end of that song.
Okay, that's the first time I've ever been called Crazy Fingers. Crazy fingers. I'll take that as a compliment. I've had Shoegazer, I've had, you know, the unknown guy, the creepy guy, but it's Crazy Fingers. I like it.
It's just because, you know, listening to the end of that song, the precision at the end of Vicarious.
It's all good, man. You got to do the math. It's just thinking, and then you do the math, and then you don't think about it at all, and it's really satisfying.
We were talking about playing the craziness of Tool. What about on stage? Is there any point where you can honestly say, "I just don't know what the hell's going on"?
No, I know. I mean, there's some train wrecks, but usually when we kind of get off from each other, we just follow Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually, you know, he can instigate it, but he can't really find where you're going. But we can all go to him. So that's the kind of rule. If we're in the middle of something and it's getting exciting, then it falls apart. Just follow Dan back to a safe place.
So Dan is he's the path back from entropy, from chaos.
Yes. That's a good way of putting it.
Ooh, you can have that. You can have crazy fingers and that, Adam.
Wow. We need one more. I'm sure I'll get one before the interview's over.
I'm sure. And we'll get Hey, I remember, was it on the Big Day Out tour that I saw some videos that Maynard was doing while you guys were on stage? He was kind of behind the backdrops and stuff, just doing little phone videos in between singing bits?
I'm not sure. I'm usually doing that math. He plays behind us, so I have to, like, turn around and physically look at him. I'm not sure. He was using his phone to record, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and making, like, little kind of jokey things as you guys were sort of, you know, doing all the hard math, as you say.
Yeah, you know, look, the whole attitude in our band is to take it seriously, but don't take yourself seriously, and it's really paid off for us. And, you know, he's just exercising his right to do that.
There's definitely people who take, you know, like, that take Tool very, very seriously. We have, I mean, it's almost like a tradition here. We have Tool Tuesday, and today's Tool Thursday on Triple J. Do you think that sometimes people miss those jokes in Tool?
Yeah, but it's not important. You know, you don't really hear, you know, like, the meaning of the songs. You don't hear our political views. You just take away from it, from what you're getting out of it. It's just reflective, you know, and that you know, because that's kind of like what I like about music. You know, I don't, you know, necessarily want to know, okay, what is this song? You know, I just want to enjoy it, you know, and have it reach a little deeper than just, you know, my brain. I wanted to kind of feel it in my heart, my stomach, and all over in my spirit, and just be a sponge. That's what you should be doing, you know, instead of going, you know, what's he saying and what's this about? But if you want to take it to that next level and really think it, just don't overthink it.
Adam, what sort of music have you been doing that to recently, just listening to it and going with it?
Oh, I've been listening to a lot of metal. I've been kind of getting back into trying to pick up on my metal. But yeah, I was listening to a Danish metal band, Nemec. They're really cool. They're kind of like Meshuggah meets like radio music.
Math pop almost, like math metal pop.
Yeah. Just, you know, these really heavy, weird counter rhythms with choruses that are a little more poppy, a little more kind of safe, which is a nice contrast. I don't know. You'd have to be there. You know?
That is good to know. Adam Jones from Tool on the phone. They're going to be in Australia. Tool are coming back to Australia at the end of April, playing Rod Laver on the 27th, the 30th in Adelaide at the Entertainment Centre, 3rd of May at Sydney Superdome, and the 6th of May at Brisbane Entertainment Centre, and then off to New Zealand. It's very exciting that we're going to have Tool back in Australia at the end of April and early May. Say good day to the rest of the guys. Have fun back in the studio, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, and thanks for everything. Thanks for the support. And, you know, we haven't even had that discussion of, you know, our production and what we're going to do. But I'll promise, you know, we'll do something mind-boggling and confusing and beautiful and make it worth everyone's while. You know, we tour all around the world, but when we go to Australia, people are crazy. And it's a good crazy, and I really look forward to it. So tell your listeners, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. All right, Adam Jones from Tool on Triple J. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, take care.
The Doctor on Triple J.